regarding finances and any area of your life, this is just for anything. We have control of our own lives. Nobody controls our life but us. We decide to go to work to make money for ourselves. We decide to not pick up a cigarette and jog laps instead. We decide. It's up to us to determine where we're going. Now, in order to do that, we must have a plan. You have to make a plan. You got to set a plan. You got to set goals. You got to write stuff down. I'm ADD, ADHD, and one of the things that helps me is to write stuff down. If I don't have it written down, if I don't have a plan, if I don't have a plan of action, then I'm just kind of going to be sailing in the ocean, letting the wind and the waves toss me to and fro, whichever way they want to. So get a plan for your life. That's what we did when we decided to get out of debt. We got a plan. We followed these steps. We started listening to encouraging videos by Dave Ramsey, listening to people who have gotten out of debt, and we just basically ignored what is happening around us. We ignored, guys, 8 out of 10 people are in debt. And we didn't really look at the statistics until we started getting out of debt. Like, oh man, we really have to do this. And we were just like full on board, man. We wouldn't have any money at the end of the month. We'd be like, we're not going to do this anymore. One of the things that helped is we actually started making a budget, and we would see where our money would go. And we'd be like, man, our money's going here, our money's going there. And that's because we didn't have a plan. We didn't have a plan, guys. If you don't have a plan for your money will go. You will go wherever your emotions tell you to go. Wherever your impulses tell you to go. You know, and that will end you it'll end you bankrupt. You know what? It'll end you with no money. You know, so if you say, okay, I have this much money for groceries, I have this much money for gas, I have this much money, it's discipline, guys. It's a lifestyle change. It's a lot of sacrifice. You have to be able to say, I'm not going to get that most expensive car right now. You know, I can't afford it. That's basically what it comes down to, you know. When you were a kid, you went to the store, you had like a few dollars, and then you try to buy something that's more than, you know, $5, and you have $5, they're going to be like, you don't have enough. That's what we have to go back to. You don't have the money, don't buy it. If you don't have the money, don't buy it. And, you know, if you borrow money, it's foolish. If you borrow money from the bank, it's foolish. That's what the Bible says, basically. So don't borrow money. Don't be foolish. Be wise with your money, okay? You know, and there's just so many different repercussions that come from this whenever you have a plan for your money. You're able to invest for your future. That way you don't depend on, you know, the government to give you money at your retirement. And to be honest, that's probably not enough for you, for your lifestyle right now. $800 to $1,300 a month that Social Security will give you. Can you live on that right now? If you can't live on that right now and you continue living the way you're living when you get to 65 or whatever, it's time to retire. And then you go like your Social Security, you're going to find out that you're going to have to go back to work. And do you like that job that you're at now? Do you want to go back to that job at 65 years old? Probably not. Guys, we have to plan for our money. We got to plan for our retirement, you know. And on top of that, we got to plan for our kids. We got kids. You know, we're supposed to. Guys, the word is clear in Proverbs. You leave an inheritance to your children's children. Do not go into debt. It's foolish. You know, leave a legacy to your kids. Give them a home. When they go to college, you can do that. The average car payment is $500 a month. Imagine if you were to invest $500 a month for 16 years while your child is in school. You would have money. You would probably have enough money to let them go to at least a community college. You know, you don't even have to send them to a private college. That's just too much money. You know what I mean? When's the last time that you asked your doctor where they went to school? Never. You never ask your doctor or your lawyer where they went to school. Point is, they went to school, got the education. That was it. So why do we got to send our kids to a private school? And what makes you think that they're going to be doing their homework 24/7 if they don't have a job? There's a lot of enticement in college, y'all. You're not going to be there watching them the whole time. You don't know if little Johnny's not going to be partying every night. You see what I'm saying? So give them some responsibility right now. Let them know where money comes from. Let them know what hard work does. You know, if they start young, dude, they'll be set. They'll have a home by the time they're 25 years old, less than 30, with their spouse. You know, they have, guys, we're leaving a legacy to our children's children. Go, mama. My daughter had to use her restroom, she's telling me. So, guys, it takes sacrifice. It's not easy. It's hard. I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy, because it's not. I had to work 60 plus hours a week for almost 2 years, you know, and I'm still doing that to fund my emergency fund and eventually buy some real estate. We have the money to do that. So, guys and girls, you know, we can do this. We can do this. It just takes discipline. It takes hard work. It takes self-control to not want to buy the most expensive thing if you don't have the money, to go to the grocery store on a budget, go to the grocery store with cash and say, put everything in the cart that you need. And when you get to the cash register, it comes out to $83 and all you have is $80 in your pocket and you got to take something out of the bag. Do that. Who cares what the person next in line is saying? Oh, they got to put something back. Forget that. They don't pay your bills. They're not going to pay for your retirement. Who cares what they think? Who cares what the person at the stoplight think? What kind of car you drive? You know, what I see now is when I'm at the stoplight, oh, that person is probably paying $500 a month and I have $500 in my pocket every month. Because 8 out of 10 people in line at that stoplight are paying for their car in payments, which means they're giving their bank their money and not putting it in their pocket or in retirement or into a kid's college fund. You got to be smart, y'all. We can do this. I just want y'all to get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude. It's just like, come on, get on the ball. You know what I mean? You remember when your parents used to be like, what's up, mama? You want to say hi? Come and say hi. You want to say hi? This is my daughter, y'all.
Hi.
How are y'all?
How are ya? Yes, you motion. Amen. Like, I don't need you. And don't read any lights. And then I'm going to pull out the sky. Just so.
Tell him, mama.
Ready.
Thank you. So like I was saying, guys, like, remember, like, back in the day, like, your dad's like, come on, get it done, you know what I mean? Or if you didn't have a dad, or you had a mom, or you had some kind of father figure or mother figure in your life, and they're like, come on, get on the ball, you can do this, you know, they're encouraging you. That's just what I'm doing, y'all. That's what I want to do. I'm not trying to get after you. I'm trying to encourage you and push you and give you that push, like, we can do this, we can change this. You know, we don't have to live paycheck to paycheck. We don't have to think that society is against us or that anybody is against us, you know, because that's not the truth. You know, God given us the ability to create wealth, to build wealth. He says in Deuteronomy, he challenges his people. He's like, you are going to be the lender and not the borrower. You know, you'll be the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. You know, let's live that. Let's live that lifestyle. Let's not live the American lifestyle. You know, the misled American lifestyle. Like, you have to be in debt to live. You know, and then what they don't tell you is that, you know, at the end of your life, you know, close to not the end of your life, but at retirement, it ends up like, oh, you can depend on Social Security. Or a lot of people are like, Social Security is running out and this and that. Well, what are you gonna do? You're going to continue making that car payment the rest of your life instead of paying yourself? You know what I mean? Like, we can have a life where we're free from debt. We're free from the debtors. We're not slaves. You know, God doesn't want us to be a slave. He wants us to be wise. He wants us to be good stewards. It makes me think of the parable of the talents. You remember where he gives each of these guys these different talents or this money per se, and he takes off, and then these three guys invest, and one of them doesn't invest. He just lets the money sit there. He lets the money sit there. And what happens when your money sits there over time? It depreciates. because money goes up. So if your money's in the bank just sitting there, guys, it's just chilling out. It's not even working for you. You can put it in a growth stock mutual fund where it increases, you know, sometimes 12% a year. Guys, the S&P 500 is at least 12% annually. And if we can find, there's tons of different growth stock mutual funds where it can increase 12% or more. So, guys, be smart. Learn. Another thing, too, is I've learned how, basically what I'm saying is get knowledge. Without knowledge, without counselors, like it says in the Bible, a wise person consults counselors, and, you know, the people that are wise with money, get their knowledge and then formulate a plan and stick to that plan. You know, and to be honest, there's a lot of false teachers out there. There's a lot of people that teach you fake stuff that doesn't work. That's why we chose to follow this guy, Dave Ramsey, because his plan works. We got out of debt. We have an emergency fund almost, and we're realizing that we actually have thousands of dollars left over at the end of each month. And next, what we'll be doing is we'll be investing into real estate. We're 30 to 35 years old, my wife and I, and we're going to be investing in real estate. We never would have thought that would happen if we had not gotten control of our money. You can do that too. There's no stopping you. And that all comes down to choice. Whether you choose to do it or not, nobody's going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself and for your family, for your husband, for your wife, for yourself if you're single, those around you. You can be able to give. Guys, I gave almost $200 the other day to a waitress because she was having hard times. You know, my wife and I, we gave her $200. She told us her story. She showed us her check stub. She got $0 on her last check stub. She started crying, the waitress, and she was like, why do they even give it to me? You know, we gave her $200. She started crying. You know, to God be the glory that we were able to have that money to give before, when we were in debt, and we would try to give from our heart. After giving, we would be like, oh, shoot, I still got to pay my light. I still got to pay my car. I still got to pay this. I still got to pay that. But this time, after being out of debt and we did that, we were free to freely give it without having to regret like, oh, I had to pay this. I had to pay that. No, I mean, you're free to give, guys. Like, it's just the wise thing to do. It all comes down to whether it's wise or whether it's foolish. Another word for foolish is stupid. Be wise or be stupid. You choose. Thanks a lot for listening, guys, for watching. Have a good one.